It's 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 2nd of February. Good morning. This is Today with James Naughtie and Justin Webb. Jonathan, thank you very much. I wonder whether there's a link between Radio 4's huge audience and the topic selection for In Our Time. Melvin Bragg's here to tell us about his topic in half an hour. Morning, Melvin.
We're going to find out, aren't we, Justin? We'll be talking about the Kama Sutra, probably composed in the 3rd century AD. It's a key text on love in Indian civilization and considered a masterpiece of Sanskrit literature. It's become known in the West as a systematic sex manual, but it's also concerned with all relationships between the sexes, courtship, marriage, the management of wives, courtesans, and the development of confidence during sexual congress. Kama means deep desire. Sutra means a short statement. There are about 1,000 of them in this guide to pleasure, pleasure being an integral part of Hinduism. Here we have an attempt to put the art of sexual pleasure and love, not chastity as elsewhere, at the centre of religion. The Kama Sutra, then, with Julius Lipner, Jessica Fraser, and David Smith. Back to Jim.
Thanks very much, Melvin. I was wondering how you would hand back after that, and I'm glad it was straight. It's time for the weather.
The 9th of May, 1662, Pepys mentions in his diary, an Italian puppet play, the best I ever saw. And that seems to be the first reference to Punch and Judy in England. 350 years on, new play, The Devil and Mr. Punch, is to open at the Barbican in London. It's described as an explosion of noses and chins, crocodiles and sausages, piglets and baseball bats. It's being put on by the theatre company Improbable. And the director, Julian Crouch, is here, as is John Stiles, who has an MBE for services to the arts, especially Punch and Judy. Good morning to you both.
It's the way to do it.
Yes. I don't need to say that in front of me has a range of props, including some of those sausages, actually, as well. We're probably not going to hear from them, because they're made of plastic. What else have you got there?
We have Mr. Punch.
Himself.
Who, as you say, this year will be celebrating his 350th birthday. And there will be a special celebration in Covent Garden on the weekend, the 12th and 13th of May, when people will come from all over the world and other puppeteers, and hopefully this Mr. Punch will be amongst them.
And how's it? You've got all the kit and caboodle in front of you. How has it changed? A lot of that, you think, is it instantly recognisable, but how actually has it changed since Pepys saw it?
Well, when Pepys saw it, he didn't actually watch a Punch and Judy show. He watched a character, a marionette, which had come from Italy, Pulcinella. And it was he loved this show. It was a puppet show, and it continued in that form for another 100 years or so.
But it was politics. It was, I mean,
it wasn't
aspects to it. Certainly wouldn't associate with modern day Punch and Judy.
No, it wasn't a children's entertainment at all. It was quite rude. There were a lot of phallic symbols and political jokes, and it was very much a grown up's entertainment. Usually shown in a small marquee, people would crowd in there, and it wasn't a good place to be. Pickpockets, prostitutes, ragamuffins.
Okay, well, I don't know whether you'll have pickpockets and prostitutes at the Barbican, Julian Crouch, but what is the attraction of
the
Oh, no,
I think everyone's welcome.
Goodbye from us.